producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
For a secure energy future brings you today's What's on Your Mind. Hello, everybody. Welcome once again. Big day in Watford City, North Dakota. The power center of government in North Dakota descends on the little engine that could. Right there in the beautiful badlands of North Dakota, Watford City, North Dakota. Governor Jack Dalrymple, Attorney General Wayne Stengen, Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, flying in later this morning and seeing what's happening on the ground in Watford City and in McKenzie County, and then commencing an Industrial Commission meeting. You know what the Industrial Commission does? I wonder how many people in North Dakota know. Folks that obviously have business before the government know, but I don't know how much average everyday North Dakotans realize how much. I always view the Industrial Commission as sort of the board of directors, if you will. You know, the legislature sort of represents us, the shareholders, I guess, and the Industrial Commission just makes a lot of decisions that govern North Dakota in so many areas. We'll ask Governor Jack Dalrymple about all of those in a moment, and also why it is they're coming up to Watford City today to take part in that. And then when they land a little later on this morning, Attorney General Wayne Stengen will join us as well. I think it was Attorney General Stengen who said, let's do this. Let's take the Industrial Commission out. They don't do that very often, where they actually go outside of the Capitol. So that'll be part of our focus today. Looking forward to talking about that, and I think it's a great story. We have a listener yesterday. Was it on your Facebook page that somebody said, I dare you to play the pledge by Red Skelton?
Yep.
Yeah, it was dare was the word they used, right?
Yeah. So, and I thought, well, that's not really that big a dare. I mean, we've done that before, and not on What's Your Mind, but yeah. Maybe. But I mean, absolutely. I mean, it's a regular staple. And you know what? He's right. Everybody should hear this, like, at least, like, once every month or so.
And then we have some follow-ups on our, I won't call it a battle, but we've had some disagreements over the state of ag in North Dakota, and that prompted somebody to say, Scott, you know, you ought to prove your appreciation for farmers by playing Paul Harvey's God Made a Farmer. So we're getting all these challenges, and we'll do what we can within the confines of the time today. Our telephone number, by the way, is 800-228-0550. That's on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. The Big Flavor Tour today is at Dan's Supermarket Bismarck. That's the one on South Washington from 2 until 7. Tell you about that as we go throughout the day. Tell you about the Coalition for Secure Energy Future, and much more. But before we do anything else, because he's about to get on the plane, let's catch up with Governor Jack Dalrymple, who is back with us and headed for Watford City. Hello, Governor.
Hey, Scott. How's it going?
Going well. Thank you. Appreciate you joining us. And as we mentioned to the listeners earlier, you're headed for Watford City along with the entire Industrial Commission for the Industrial Commission meeting in Watford City today at the McKenzie County Courthouse, which I think is a pretty darn cool. Tell us why you're going to Watford.
Well, what we're going to do in Watford City today is basically look at all the infrastructure and all the buildings and all the improvements that the state has helped finance over the last few years. And a lot of them are finished. A lot of them are almost finished. And we're going to get on a bus with a whole bunch of people from the Bank of North Dakota and from WAS and from the city and the county and the entire State Industrial Commission. And we're going to ride around and, see all the sites.
Have the folks in Watford City and McKenzie County been good stewards of those projects, good partners? There's a lot happening fast. You've been up there a number of times. Give me your impressions of what you've seen so far and how they're doing.
Well, you know, Watford City itself is the fastest growing municipality in the world. That's a lot to get your arms around right there. And what is happening there in terms of growth is nothing short of phenomenal. But those folks have done an incredible job up there, starting with Brent Sanford, the mayor of Watford City, and Gene Veeder, who's in charge of their economic development. And the McKenzie County commissioners also have stepped up and done a phenomenal job of managing this amazing growth. And there's nothing easy about it. But, you know, today we're going to see the new county courthouse and law enforcement center. We help finance that. We're going to see the high school under construction. We help finance that. A lot of street and water and sewer projects that we've been involved in, a wastewater recovery facility. We're going to see the McKenzie County Medical Center. That's a program that BND manages. And then we're going to get a look at a whole bunch of hotels and apartments and other things that we have helped finance through our agencies. You know, the number of apartment buildings now that we have helped build, I think, is up to 13. So, you know, the amount of construction that has taken place in a short period of time is pretty darn amazing. But it's been a while since we had a chance to look it over.
And it's not every day the Industrial Commission picks up and meets somewhere else. So explain the significance of that, of making the decision that we're just going to go right there and have the meeting right there.
Well, yeah, we very seldom, meet outside of the Capitol, but the members of the commission are myself, of course, and Attorney General Wayne Stengem and our Ag Commissioner Doug Goring, and we are in charge of a lot of the sort of things that the state of North Dakota, you know, manages, including the Bank of North Dakota, the State Mill and Elevator, the Oil and Gas Division, the Housing Finance Agency. All of those functions are under the Industrial Commission, and those folks are going to be with us. And all of these projects, every one that I mentioned, has got a piece of the financing or the financial support coming from our programs and our things that are under our jurisdiction.
I'm not sure if the vast majority of North Dakotans have a sense of what kind of a portfolio, for lack of a better term, the Industrial Commission has. You've just described all of it well with the Bank of North Dakota, State Mill and Elevator, Oil and Gas Division, but I mean, you spent a lot of time in boardrooms over the years and the chairing boards and other things. I mean, that's quite an enterprise. I mean, it's certainly as big as anything in North Dakota if we're talking about the dollars managed, obviously state-owned assets. But how would you explain to people this enterprise? What is the Industrial Commission, and would you agree with me that it's a big deal?
It's gotten to be a huge deal. You know, when it was established in our state constitution, many, many years ago, it probably wasn't really that big a deal. But because of the way the state has grown, especially in the housing and the financing of construction, oil and gas, and even our state mill, which is now the largest in the United States, by the way, it's gotten to be a very big deal. And I think it was so interesting years ago, back in the Depression era, when they put together the Industrial Commission, they did not trust just the governor, just the executive branch office to be in charge of all these things. And so they created a three-person trio, including the Attorney General and the Ag Commissioner, just to make sure that nobody got out of line.
Well, safe travels up there, and I think it's great that the Industrial Commission is doing this and going to the epicenter of what's happening in oil and gas development to see these things firsthand and to check on all the projects. And appreciate you sharing a little time about the visit and why you're doing it, and also a little bit about the Industrial Commission so more people know about it. Thanks, Governor.
Yeah, you bet, Scott. Good to talk with you, and looking forward to finding out some more from the folks up there, too, about what their future needs are going to be.
Governor Jack Dalrymple on a newsmaker line about to hop the plane, and he, along with Commissioner Goring and Commissioner or Attorney General Wayne Stengem, I'll be headed up to Watford City along with a bunch of staff, a lot of folks. There'll be a lot of media up there today. It's a big day in Watford City. And I tell you what, I spent a lot of time there because I love the place. I mean, it's a labor of love. They really have figured it out. We have a lot of challenges in North Dakota. There's no question about it that are born of opportunity. But what they have done is meet the challenge and really put their head down and just get it done. And so I really applaud folks in Watford City. It's a big day today. It's really neat that the fruits of their labor include a visit from the Industrial Commission actually meeting there, and we'll kind of keep you posted on all that that's happening throughout the day, okay? The Attorney General is going to join us when they land, which doesn't take them long to get up there, so it won't be too long, but we'll have that a little later on in the show. Let's get your calls, find out what's on your mind here today on the program, 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Your calls as we continue on What's on Your Mind straight ahead.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're looking for a Volkswagen, a Mercedes-Benz, or a Porsche, there's nobody better to talk to than Eric Swenson at Valley Imports.
Come see us because we make it fun. You know, I've been there 10 years, and it's a great place to do business. We try to keep it light. You know, buying a car should be a good time.
How do you get to know the people that come across the lot, try to find out what's best for them?
You know, the biggest thing is just asking questions, figuring out what they use the vehicles for on a daily basis, and just trying to figure out what vehicle is going to work best for them.
Tell me about how much fun it is to start seeing more Mercedes and Porsches and Volkswagens driving around Fargo where you grew up.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. Used to see a few here and there growing up here in town, but being able to drive around and see the Valley Imports license plate frame on more and more vehicles and hearing people talk about them and refer their friends and family members definitely makes it worthwhile.
Visit Eric and all the great people at Valley Imports, just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
Have you seen the Voices of Watford stories? My friends Heidi and Kara from Crash and Sue's did that. They've worked with established companies like General Mills, Target, NPR, and they're searching this region for more great stories to tell. Crash and Sue's can help create and produce marketing and advertising campaigns for broadcast and online audiences. Heidi, you're obviously pros at the craft of storytelling. Where do you share these stories?
You're dealing with social and you're dealing with mobile, and yet you're trying to bring it home to a local, but sometimes that local isn't even almost a geographic local anymore. So you have to be able to make stuff and know it's going to go on Instagram, it's going to go on Vine, it's going to go on YouTube, it's going to go in Times Square, it's going to go in a Twins stadium, and figure out how can we engage your audience in all these different mediums, and then what has to be done with that story and that visual story so that it works in those mediums.
Kara.
Crash and Sue uses words, sounds, and images to convey stories.
They're fearless storytellers, folks. Crash and Sue's, 612-338-7947 or online at crash-sues.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Happy, happy birthday, baby.
Nice of you. Thank you very much. I should have known something was up when Todd said he wanted to take control of the bumper music for the next break. But that's very nice. Is that who is that anyway?
The Tune Weavers.
The Tune Weavers. Okay,
it's 58 or so.
Yeah. Very nice. And this, of course, would be the Beatles.
There, very good. There we go. There we go.
Yeah, my friend Jason Lewis, who's no longer on the radio, since he's no longer on the radio, we could maybe steal his franchise. He used to do Beetle Bumper Wednesday or something, or Beetle Bumper Friday.
Oh, there you
Friday.
Go. Yeah. We could do that.
Beetle
we
Bumper
could.
Friday.
Was it Friday, isn't it, man?
Yeah, Friday.
Yeah.
I interned for Jason Lewis about
every day's a holiday in radio, so.
Did you really? Manny interned for Jason. He's a nice guy. I filled in for him a few times. I like Jason. Good dude. Good guy. I think he's onto that John Galt project now. But it was taking him off the radio. But anyway,
didn't he announce he was running for something?
He toyed with running a few times.
I remember seeing something like a couple of weeks ago, but the memory escapes me.
Well, maybe he is now again. He could be. I don't know. I haven't kept up with it. But anyway, thank you for the birthday greetings. I'm 51 today. It's very fun. You know, what I especially like on Facebook, you just hear from people you haven't heard from them for a long time. I just got a nice text from someone. I didn't know who it was, so I had to say, you know, thanks for the birthday greetings, but who is this? And it was actually Kurt Nyman, who's a great insurance salesman, folks would know out in Ottertail County. But good conservative, good supporter of Catholic School Network, and we have many connections. He says, have a great day with your wonderful wife and family. I think that means he likes her better. And I don't blame him one bit whatsoever, because my wife is wonderful. She is a great lady. And we are going to do that. I'm 51. I'm old now, so you don't really, you know, you don't party.
Well, I'm older than you are. I turned 51 back in February.
You're 51 and some change. I'm only barely 51.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right, old man. You're right behind me. Don't forget.
Yeah, exactly.
No matter how old I am, you're right on my coattails on that one.
Right on. Anyway, do you know I was in Watford City for my birthday last year? And here today we're talking Watford City, so there's a draw there. I don't know what it is, but anyway. Let's get to the phones here, shall we, on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, and tell me what's on your mind. Please, 800-228-0550. I'll get things going with this statement. I am very, very, very excited to see Paul Ryan take the reins as speaker. I don't know if it's yet done. Now, I know some people's heads are about to pop, and that's okay, because you have a different opinion of what's going on. I really think we need a fresh start, some bold leadership for the Republican cause, and I think Paul Ryan's just a guy. I really like the guy. I mean, you can't look at Paul Ryan and not say, I'm talking about his career and what he's done, and not you know, my daughter would probably say, my daughter, I'm talking about the middle daughter now, Hannah, who would be an 11th grader.
Hannah Montana Hennon?
Short of the Pope, I could meet anybody, and it just wouldn't matter to her. It's just, it doesn't, you know, and that's fine. I like that. It isn't like I go home and have the kids go, oh, did you talk to, you know, Congressman so-and-so today? They don't care, which is, you know, how kids should be. I don't expect it. I'm not saying it to be critical. But anyway, when I got a picture with Paul Ryan, she was like beyond, oh, I love Paul Ryan. Oh, can you send that to me? Can you share that with me? So I'm saying the guy, you know, I think he's out of central casting in the Department of Good Looks, right? And kind of that stature. But that isn't why I like him. And honestly, I'm confident in my sexuality. But that was a joke, Todd. You're supposed to laugh there.
Wow. I wasn't sure how to handle that one, but okay.
But the reason I like him is because I believe he is just the right guy to sort of end all the bickering and the back and forth and the petty games and just say, here's what we stand for, here's why we stand for it, and here's what we're going to do. Man, do I want that. I want that really, really bad. So that's why I'm excited. I think he might be the guy. But I only say that because I know a lot of people disagree, and I want them to call and just scream bloody murder, because it'll be good talk radio. Okay. Anyway, Fred and Wing on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind, Fred?
Hey, good morning, guys. And you guys are both spring chickens. So I don't know what you guys are calling each other old for. Got a lot of good years left.
There you go.
I'm hoping.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. God willing, and the creek don't rise. I hope you're right.
There you go.
You know, Todd, it was great the other night. I really appreciated you giving, when that rain came through and you were telling us where it was at. We were out in the field and you gave us that radar on the radio. That was absolutely, thank you, Todd. That doesn't get done very often. Appreciate
you're welcome,
that.
Fred. You're welcome.
And I heard the Game and Fish guy on there yesterday on your show too, and I couldn't call because I was combining, but at least he didn't talk about us terrible farmers ruining all the all the habitat yesterday. I appreciate that.
Come on now.
But anyway, I wanted to talk about something that I would like to Scott, maybe you could give this to the Industrial Commission. We make a lot of hay out here. A lot of people make a lot of hay. We use a lot of jute twine made out of jute or sisal twine. You know, it's biodegradable. It rots away. It doesn't stay in your feedlots. And there's only one big company making that twine now across the United States or even in the whole world. Oh, it's be shipped through almost one big company. He's the only one making it anymore. And I was just thinking, we got flax out here. We got all this flax straw. And I know you can make thread or twine out of flax straw. And I'm wondering why we got all this flax straw. People burn it, they bale it up, and then they just haul it off the field or burn it because they can't do nothing with it. Years ago, we used to have a market for flax straw because they use it to make linen thread. Now, I'm just thinking, wouldn't that be a good idea? Take it to the Industrial Commission today, Scott. We could make net wrap that would be biodegradable. Right now, it's all made out of plastic, and it stays in your feedlots for years. We could make this, all of our twine here in North Dakota, and sell it back to the ranchers. And I just think it would be just a wonderful place. One nice plant started out here in North Dakota someplace. Maybe in Wing.
Why do you need the Industrial Commission? I think this sounds like Fred Flax Inc. to me.
I'd like to do it, but I know it's going to be something that would have to be researched a little bit, or maybe there is some research already been done on it.
Yeah, good question.
And
how about
the guys in the know on that?
Yeah, I bet NDSU Extension Service, too, might be able. I mean, I think, first of all, the sentiment, the idea, the premise is fabulous. You know, if you're only getting it from one, it's sort of like these fertilizer plants that are popping up now, CHS bailed. But others are still have these on the drawing board. And you know what? Fertilizer right now comes to you and other growers from mostly overseas. So we have the natural gas. It's a byproduct. The nitrogen, why not do it here? Same thing what you're talking about. All the way up and down the food chain. I love the idea, Fred. Love it.
Flax is something that people just throw away. And I know that there's thousands of semi-loads of twine being shipped in from foreign countries
for us
to bale our hay with.
Right. So hang on a sec, Fred. Just hang on one second. I'm going to talk to you during the break, and we're going to make a game plan on how to bring – well, maybe get somebody on from NDSU Extension with your idea. Just hang on a sec. We'll talk to you in a break. Bob in Jamestown, what's on your mind? You're on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline.
Hi, good morning. Happy birthday. I just wanted to tell you after Donald Trump's comments that 911 wouldn't have happened on his watch – if he'd have been president, so he can bang Jeb Bush and make him support his brother.
Hang on one sec, Bob. I want to hear the rest of your comment. We're up against the break. This has intrigued me. And John and Minot, you're right behind him. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
PetroServe USA is celebrating Bison football. Come on in to any PetroServe USA location and register to win your share of $10,000 in cash. That's right. Two $500 gift cards are given away every single week at a PetroServe USA location near you. Your official Bison tailgating supply headquarters. With everything you need for game day, get the best deal in town on propane fills. There's Bison gear, fresh baked buns, pop, cookies, and medium pizzas just $5.99. PetroServe USA is also home to the 4 for 4 special, where you get 4 items, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, a 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies, all for only $4. 4 for 4 all day, every day, at a PetroServe USA location. And that Bison apparel, it's the best of the best, and at an incredible deal at PetroServe USA locations. Plus, come on in, stock up for tailgating, load up on the Bison gear, and get yourself registered, too, at PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And go Bison!
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP. The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
Give a little click of your mouse and your cursor. And go over to SecureEnergyFuture.org for me today, would you? SecureEnergyFuture.org is the website of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Are you in? I hope you are. I mean, are you in the coalition is what I mean. The reason I'm asking is because there's a lot of forces assembling to stop affordable electricity in its tracks. And we need more allies. By the way, the folks in the lignite coal industry are not saying no wind, no renewables, we don't like solar. They're saying we need it all. They want a true all-of-the-above energy policy. And a lot of people who say they want an all-of-the-above energy policy really don't, because they don't want coal in the mix. The Attorney General of the United States, the Attorney General of the state of North Dakota was in a courtroom yesterday in the Twin Cities before the, you know, Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals, because North Dakota had to sue Minnesota because the legislature said, we don't want coal. That's how crazy things have gotten. It really makes no sense at all. So the point is, inform yourself, get engaged in this issue, get involved, find out more at SecureEnergyFuture.org. So Bob in Jamestown's telling us a story. John in Minot is behind him. Others welcome on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd as well at 701-256.
Or 226 or whatever.
226-8503. 701-226-85.
Wait, you turn a year older, you start forgetting numbers? Or
03. I was, yeah. Okay, back to Bob in Jamestown. So, what do you want to do now about Trump and your point is that Donald Trump is saying if he'd been in the White House, 9/11 wouldn't have happened. It's probably something that the candidate shouldn't say, because stuff like that seems to me to come back to haunt you. But it did prompt a little back and forth with Jeb Bush, and that's where we left off before the break. So tell me what you wanted to say.
Well, if people's memories are short, if you remember back at that time, Homeland Security hadn't been created yet, and the CIA had information and the FBI had information about Al-Qaeda training pilots to do exactly what they had done, or worse. And so nobody's talking between each other, so nobody knows what's going on. But at the end of this deal, after 9/11 happened, within a week, remember good old Sandy Berger, one of the Clinton boys, goes into the NSA office. And he removes a bunch of documents. And that was the Clinton administration's proof that they knew that something like this was in the works. And so then they're trying to hang George W. Bush for this. And they should have came out with this information and tried to protect our country. So with Trump saying it wouldn't happen on his watch, yes, it would have. And he's just trying to make some political hay here to keep Jeb Bush out of the political arena when it comes to Election Day. So Trump sometimes is, he doesn't realize it, but he's going to lose more support as he goes along when he makes statements like this to voters like me who have tried to keep up with all the events that have happened, Scott. So I don't know if you agree with me or not, but Homeland Security now has got the NSA, National Security Administration, and the CIA and the FBI and all these guys talking together now, so they're sharing information. So hopefully we won't have another terrible incident like this.
Yeah, that's a good thing that they're now sharing information. That was one of the flaws exposed by 9/11. You know, if you want to play the game of who is to blame, quote-unquote, for 9/11, you know, I get, if you don't like George Bush, you're going to say it's George Bush's fault, right? If you like George Bush, you're going to say it's Bill Clinton's fault. But the facts of the matter is the root of what is now ISIS, ISIL, has been al-Qaeda, this radical Islam extremism that you know, death at the sword, and we're going to go see the virgins because we killed you, you know, because you're the infidel. You know, the target of a lot of that, directed at the United States, goes back to, the fall of the Shah of Iran, right? So you could point all the way back there and say, well, what Jimmy Carter did there by flipping the keys and saying, I don't want to fight that battle, allowed that to build up, right? And then they try and attack us in the following ways. Let's go get an embassy in a country nobody's heard of before. U.S. embassy, boom, gotcha. Tanzania, right? Boom, gotcha. They did the embassies. They remember the USS Cole as well. And you could even say Reagan and what happened with the Marine barracks in Lebanon, right? And every step of the way, the enemy saw our response as weak, and they're like, look, we keep punching these guys and they don't do anything, so we're gonna really punch them and plan and plot 9/11. By the way, which was done in Afghanistan, which is why we went in there to say we can't allow that to happen. And everybody forgets this. After we went into Afghanistan, where did they go, Bob? Where did they go to plot and plan the next 9/11?
Well, they got pockets all over, but they were really heavy concentrated in Iraq also, and probably Iran.
Exactly. So these people that think, oh, wow, Iraq was stupid, a mistake. I mean, oh, my God. There are arguments to say it looks stupid and a mistake in retrospect because of what a mess it's become. But that was because of Obama, who wanted to fulfill a promise to get the heck out of Dodge. And again, every day's a good day if I'm not saying the guy's name. I'm just trying to give you some facts. Now, in everything I described, you could blame everybody from Ronald Reagan to George Herbert Walker Bush to Bill Clinton to George W. Bush to Barack Obama, right? You can go to the gamut. The point is, it's a way of thinking. We are in a battle against a way of thinking that's very different than ours, and our response matters to that. So I think what Donald Trump said is asinine, to tell you the truth. Pardon my French, but I could say the same, of some of the things that conservatives have said the other way. That Bill Clinton, if he'd just done blank, that never would have happened. We're in a battle. And it's a total government of total failure, really, of the American people understanding the battle in which we're in and paying attention to it. And but for a huge rally after 9/11 to say, wow, we got a gut punch. Let's stand together and take them on. Too many Americans don't pay attention.
I agree. One other thing KFYR could do is probably get rid of Tom Brokaw. His comments yesterday is what got me worked up over this comment about taking blame off of Hillary and Benghazi and going back over this 9/11 thing again. And if you listen to his comments every day, he's always doing a little jab to the right. He definitely is always leaning to the left. So I turn your radio off every time old Tom comes on because he's too one-sided for me.
Well, the fact that Tom Brokaw's biased is not a newsflash, it is commentary. So it's just his opinion. And I'm not speaking for KFYR here, but Rush Limbaugh's on for 3 hours. I'm on from a conservative viewpoint, so a little commentary from the other side, I think, just challenges us all a little bit intellectually to say, I disagree, and here's why. You know, I mean, so I what's the word, Todd? When somebody says, I'm going to turn the radio off, what do you do? You're just like slapping us in the face. You know what I mean?
It was yesterday's.
No, 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 I don't do. I don't turn it off. I just turn it down for a couple seconds, and
there
then
you
I know
go. There you go. All right.
I couldn't get along without Todd Mitchell in the afternoon after 3 o'clock.
Now you're talking. Thanks. Now you're talking. Yeah.
So you're saying it was yesterday that
it was yesterday.
I've never seen a more polarizing 35-second feature in my life. This was yesterday.
There has been an interesting and long overdue development in the Republican race for the presidential nomination. Jeb Bush is being forced to defend his brother's decision to go to war against Saddam Hussein. Trump and Carson are hammering him on the subject, saying it was a disaster. Until now, Republicans have been mum on the subject, preferring to blame Obama for a failed follow-up. But privately, many Republican strategists agree with Trump and Carson. Now is the time to examine that very costly decision, what we should have learned. Benghazi is a big deal, but it's been investigated 7 times. The war was a much larger deal. I'm Tom Brokaw. This is an American story.
And it was investigated 700 times. I agree, that's an idiotic comment, but it's just Tom Brokaw's opinion is all it is.
You know, when those features first started, it was supposed to be an American story about like some history kind of thing. They really kind of wobbled off the original path of the intent of the feature, but... The good news is it's only 35 seconds, so if you ever hear his voice, just count to 35 and then turn it right back up.
I will. Well, thanks, guys. Have a good day.
You as
Thank
well.
You.
All right, Galen and Bismarck, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind?
Hi. Just regarding a previous call this morning about a short memory regarding back with 9/11, some of the things led up to that. One of the things that wasn't mentioned was a month prior to 9/11, there was a presidential White House briefing regarding... terrorists using planes as missiles, and that's exactly what happened. I believe that's what precipitated that was the FBI knowing that there were suspected terrorists getting trained to fly. So that needs to be injected there, too, and I think that is maybe one of the things that Donald Trump is thinking of as well.
It's also, just really easy to say after the fact. Do you know what I mean? It's like President Obama saying we're going to close Gitmo and that'll fix things. And then is Gitmo closed? No. So and all I'm saying is that if you're a president, you get a presidential daily brief, and there are 500 things in there that are threats. You're going to pick what you believe is the biggest threat and which is the most credible.
This is going back to my first time ever in Washington D.C. in October of 1989. When I came back, that is what I told people back here in North Dakota. And I'm not a military-trained person, but I could see that people could overpower that cockpit and use that plane. And I could go into more detail on that, and people thought, oh, that'll never happen. Thing is, who wants to really listen to what President Obama has to say anyway? I like Tom Brokaw, and I like Donald Trump and Ben Carson. And what they have to say is accurate. And look back at what Donald Trump had to say about 19 months prior to 9/11. And those are some of the things. And Donald Trump, Ben Carson, have the guts to say what needs to be said in this country for the time that we are in. And we need to listen to what they have to say. Don't know if he's the right person for president. It's too far away yet. But
by the way, I'm a fan. Donald Trump and Ben Carson are both worthy candidates for president.
Yep.
Both of them may end up being our nominee. I'm just specifically talking about... That particular statement is one of many by Trump that I think is a little bit off base to say it wouldn't have happened. It's like saying it's a little too boastful. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's see. The Attorney General has just landed along with the rest of the Industrial Commission and staff in Watford City, but we have a hard break here in a minute. Mr. Attorney General, how are you?
I am wonderful.
Well, that is great to hear, and I'm looking forward to finding out what the day holds for Watford City, North Dakota. Can we hold you through the break here?
The bus is kind of loading up, but I'll certainly try to do that.
We have these pesky hard breaks here. We have these pesky hard breaks where we have...
Yeah, well, you got to make a living here, right?
Well, you have been... I hope your frequent flyer miles are looking okay there, because between Bismarck to Watford and Bismarck to the Twin Cities to battle the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals on the Minnesota Cold thing, I know you've been a busy guy. We'll chat about why you're in Watford City today after this short break. Folks, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
I'm Insignia James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than theories, charts, and balance sheets. It's about the values and the character that define you as a business leader. That's why Mary is partnering with the International Havard Institute to offer our new MBA in Virtuous Leadership. And because we offer one of the most affordable MBAs in the nation, you'll earn a degree of distinction without going broke. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue and get a free copy of Created for Greatness by Alexander Havard.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
You've heard us tell you about Sunbelt Business Brokers of North Dakota. Today we talk about why you should use Sunbelt of North Dakota. To answer, Art Rosenberg is back. Say, Art, what in particular about Sunbelt makes it the right choice for a business owner looking to sell here?
We have an experienced team of business professionals who understand the region, and every one of our brokers has owned their own business in the past. Our team members have diverse backgrounds in networking, finance, marketing, sales, and human resources.
What does the worldwide reach of Sunbelt and the presence of Sunbelt bring with the local touch here in North Dakota?
We're able to provide you with valuations and appraisals, financing opportunities, whether it's with SBA or other national funding sources as leasing. And then we can add consulting to increase the value of your business.
Folks, they know the language. They can help all parties avoid the pitfalls that can derail a deal. They've been there, done that, which is why you got to call them at 701-347-2727 or online at nd.sunbeltnetwork.com. Thanks, Art.
Paid attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So the bus has just left the Watford City Airport carrying the Industrial Commission and staff members on a tour of Watford City. The delegation has just landed, and Attorney General Wayne Stengem is gracious enough to join us for a couple of minutes while that tour is just getting underway from Watford City. So how did this happen? How is it the Industrial Commission's in Watford City?
It happened because Brent Sanford and I were here over the summer, and he took us around, took me around to some of the new construction and all the developments going on here. And then he said, you know, the Industrial Commission ought to come up here and have a meeting one day. And I said, you're absolutely right. So I brought it up, had a commission meeting, and we agreed that it would be really worthwhile because the Industrial Commission, of course, oversees the Bank of North Dakota that is heavily involved in assisting and the financing of a lot of things that are going on up here. So we're going to see the new high school, the event center that's being constructed, the new law enforcement center, some of the wastewater resource recovery facilities that are here, the new medical center that I was up here to help with the groundbreaking, and then some of the several of the new housing developments, including those housing developments that I worked to assist in getting some funding for subsidizing housing for law enforcement agencies. So we've got a full day ahead of us, and we'll tour around. But then the other idea that Brent had was that it might be worthwhile if we had the actual meeting of the Industrial Commission, which we have at least every month, have that up here, and if there's any citizens who want to come and listen in and see how it is that we do business on the Industrial Commission, I'll have a chance to do that. So we're looking forward to a full day here. And there's a, as you know, Scott, you've been up here, a lot going on. This is a thriving community. And one of the great things about Watford City is that they made a decision. They don't want to be just an industrial hub. They want to be a community. And they've made the kind of investments that you make to get families and with their children to enroll in school and have an actual thriving community. And they've done a wonderful job up here.
So are they good stewards of the tax dollars? Obviously, there's a number of projects that have been in front of the Industrial Commission. You're going to take a look at those. The governor told us a number of those earlier as well. I mean, how are they doing? I mean, obviously, that's what you're there to assess, right?
That's right. And then, of course, I've been up here many times before, too. But it seems to me that Watford City is just doing things right. And it couldn't be prouder. When I grew up in Williston, of course, my dad was born in Arnigard, 8 miles west of here. And so we used to come down here to Watford City quite a bit when it was just a small community that was struggling to survive. And now it's thriving. There's housing going up. And of course, the school, the new medical center, the event center that the citizens voted by overwhelming majorities to support. And so it's really great to see that there's just a lot of thriving development going on up here.
By the way, the meeting will begin at 12:45 at the County Commission meeting room of the McKenzie County Courthouse, which is at 201 5th Street, Northwestern, Watford City. So, as the Attorney General mentioned, there is an opportunity for the public to take that in. I'm not sure most North Dakotans have a sense of how much is before you and the Industrial Commission and what you handle. Do you think the average citizen has a sense of how much is under the Industrial Commission's jurisdiction?
I'm not sure they always do because, of course, the oil and gas lately has consumed a lot of the attention of the public. But we also are the board of directors for the Bank of North Dakota, a bank that has footings of $7.5 billion. We oversee the St. Millen elevator up in Grand Forks. That's a very important facility for the state of North Dakota, the public finance agency, the housing finance agency. All of those are under the purview of the Industrial Commission. So we always have a lot going on. And of course, now the oil development is something that's grabbed a lot of our attention. When I first came into office in 2001, the Industrial Commission would meet once a month for 2-3 hours, and of course now a huge amount of our time is taken up dealing with all the issues that come up. It's an exciting challenge, but it's becoming more and more important all the time.
We'll let you get back to the tour. Thanks for checking in today.
Okay. Certainly.
Take care, Wayne.
Thanks, Scott.
You bet. The Attorney General Wayne Stengem, trying to say, joining us from Watford City. They just landed moments ago, now taking a little tour. Back to the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. What's on your mind? Steve, on the road, tell me.
Hello?
Hi, Steve. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just telling your call screener. I said no presidency is perfect, and we all know once you get elected, that the first thing a new administration wants is a second term. But what I'm saying is, you know, Trump brings up some pretty valid points. And I think if Trump and Carson got their heads together, I'm making a prediction. I have a funny feeling a Trump-Carson ticket's going to be the one that's going to bring the landslide that everybody's looking for.
You think so?
I have a feeling, man. I mean, I could be wrong. But, you know, it's a sign that the people, both Republicans and independents.
There's no doubt about that. I wouldn't use your term, not here on the radio on a family program, but I definitely think there is a great deal of angst and disappointment in the leadership, and I think that's exactly what Donald Trump and Ben Carson represent. When you total the two numbers of those individuals, and by the way, Ben Carson just went ahead of Donald Trump in an Iowa poll. There is no doubt about it, you know, that it really is. And, you know, a lot of the rules, if you will, or the norms of previous presidential races just are sort of going out the window here. So it's really impossible to know. I have no idea. I still think Jeb Bush, Marco Rubio, Ben Carson, Donald Trump, somewhere out of one of those four is who it's going to be. That's my gut tells me it's one of those four. And Bush and Rubio would have a little more of the establishment sort of mojo. And obviously the others are tapping into something very real. So it's going to be fun to watch. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate the call. Call again.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550. For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.